ever beyond. On Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Welcome to Ever Beyond. It is the 27th of July, 2014. Sevens, fourteens, twos, all sorts of things. Well, as most of you are well aware by now, our beloved, and I mean it that way, not in a sarcastic way, our beloved, what do we call him? Brother, colleague, pops, father, uncle, grandpa, crossed the rainbow bridge today. He's been ill for quite a while and has finally let go, moved on. I spoke to I always feel a bit kind of nervous and a bit giggly when I say that, you know, I spoke to these dogs and, you know, but yeah, I spoke to his wolf, and he seemed to be well in charge of the situation, and it's quite heartening that to know that he's being looked after, because Dave was more than, you know, even just the super soldier Dave Corso that we all knew about. He was in a skin suit, like we all are. But he was a great being, and I believe that we will find out more about that as the weeks go by. So keep your eyes and ears open to who has been in our presence. So, this is a very auspicious moment. In the words of the Klingon warrior caste, it is a good day to die. It was a good day to die. It has been a good day. There are many things that are moving right now. Many things that are changing in transition. And so, in a way, Dave, it's entirely appropriate that you cross today. I've felt last few days that time was kind of soft and pliable. Kind of, it was a bit like, there's a bone and you're trying to bend it, and then you come across a flexible joint and you can move it. There's movement. Yes, like a joint in the skeleton of space-time. And I suppose it's a subtle feeling to know when that happens. And what that means is that you can change reality. If you've got less baggage, if you've got enough baggage not to get caught by it, you can jump on and create new realities. So here we are, 27th of July. That's going to be a date. We're going to try and create a obituary page for him so that people on the web can pay tribute. His immediate family will not appreciate any contact that we have with him. And so cards and flowers and phone calls are really counterproductive at this time. they want to grieve in their way, in their own private space, and we must respect that. Because although Dave appears to be a public person, you know, he was a very, very private guy, and his family are very, very private. So we must be respectful of that. So, to that end, obituaries, news, information, messages, we will find ways of connecting through Wolf Spirit Radio. So, I've said it. If you hear any, if you speak to anybody, please try and pass this sentiment along. It's very important, and it's, otherwise it's inappropriate. So, Saturnian announcement over. Meanwhile, time. So, we've got about 9 false flags going on. Airplanes flying out of the sky, falling out of the sky. What's been going on with the sun? Yeah, I didn't even have time to do this. I haven't had very much time recently because, basically I need to organize a radio station with who's left. Some people probably won't be seen again. And very many of us, you people who are listening, and also other co-hosts on Wolf Spirit Radio, almost universally stepping up, because that's what we've been talking about. You know, these are the kind of moments that we've been talking about. If you're going to be prepared for this kind of stuff. Being able to cope, deal with stuff that is a result, and go through your grieving process as well. We do it on the fly here, we do it on the wing. Grieving on the wing. So, yes. And that is actually a very important question that you're bringing up there, Tracy. Dave has a number of wolves and dogs and crossbreeds and various stages from little things to big things, and also horses. No one would want to see them lose their lives. I think they're being looked after at the moment, but we can't guarantee that. Again, Dave's hobbies were Dave's hobbies, and his family were not really into it. Since Dave's death, his son is his executor and has his will. So essentially everything of Dave's is Steve's. So we must respect that, and I will be continuing to liaise with LT and Steve if I can. Sovereign, while you posted info on that, it was Steve's request I took the post off. So I tried to take the post off Facebook, which of course is trying to put 28 cats into a bag after they've been breeding. Not an easy thing. Really be respectful about this. This is not a hysterical thing. It's the death of a great warrior, and we need to recognize it and have some sobriety about it, I think, is really what it's about. You know, there's no need to start having fights about it or arguing about it or asking questions about it. You know, this is a time, many people's time has come today, and probably throughout the next days we'll see more and more people whose time it is to come. Well, welcome to Ever Beyond. So yes, it's great. Look, please, if you've got my Skype number, you can call into the station. Most people know it. If you don't know it, will be. We won't really be able. I don't know. Could somebody try ringing the Wolf Spirit number to see if Dave's transferred it to me? It might actually be just transferred. So where's the number? Could somebody call that number? Somebody brave. call this number here. Call in now on Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1. Or on the telephone is 1-702-879-4770. That's 702-879-4770. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. Yeah, so that's what you do. It's 702-879-4770. I'd like to welcome Wynn, and hopefully, Wynn, you're with Roger, and do send our regards to Roger. Roger is the guy on the Wolf Spirit Radio. Jingle. We'll, I imagine, be hearing from a lot of old friends over the years. Friends fall in and out, but everybody loves everybody. And sometimes in this kind of time, you get the forgiveness happens, and we forget about it all and let things go. So. Yeah, if somebody could try and ring that number just see if it works, if it comes up on my screen, that would be great. And we've got a call-in number, and I'll have to figure out exactly what Dave has done with it, because he put it in his name. 702-879-4770. Yes, sorry. Let's see if you number. Sometimes if you type in number into Revolution Radio's chat room, it tells you what the station numbers are. I think that's really clever. Anyway, Jeremy.Perron on Skype. If that doesn't work, call in. Say something about Dave. Say what you experienced, how you were, what you thought of him, what you feel now, how you feel tomorrow. I don't know. Yes, hello. Well, hang on a second. Tracy K. Hello, my dear. And have you plugged in the mic? That is such a pretty pretty picture there you've got. Oh, no, problem with the call. Yeah, that's very delicate. They look like fudgers and crowns and things like that. Where is that? Tracy, are you there now?
The number isn't going to.
Tracy?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I tried that number first. No, it hasn't been transferred to you. Sweetheart, what you said was, well, maybe Dave's transferred it.
Mm.
No, Dave did not.
No. So, we're not able to do call-ins until we've sorted out a new Skype number.
Well, actually, right now, because I'm on and I can always mute later, we do have a number you can call in, 270-775-0015. And we can use this number for Wolf Spirit Radio until we don't need it.
What's that number again? 270?
270-775-0015. And I can transfer the number to you.
Yeah, let's fade up and say, Tracy Kennedy, welcome. How are you? Well, you know, dare I ask, how are you? But, yes.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, we were sitting and talking today, I want to tell a little story, if you don't mind.
Do, please. This is really, this is what I think the space is for, is to tell a few stories.
Now, if people have been listening for a while, Dave and I used to do like random shows sometimes in the middle of the night. We'd be talking for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and he'd say, okay, let's take in call-ins. I'm like, we're on air? Because I didn't know, because sometimes he'd forget to tell me. And then we would plan some shows. One we called Tourette's Tuesday, and one was on Sunday that we called the Church of the Great Pumpkin. Where, you know, we would just laugh for usually 2 full hours, sometimes even longer. We would invite people just to come in and laugh. I met a lot of our listeners for the first time when they would call into the shows. And I would say, okay, we need some incredibly inappropriate music. So I think that Dave would find a song or two. And he would come up with, no, I have 123 songs for us. And I would just laugh because that's how Dave was. You know, I'm incredibly obsessive. And he may be the only person that I knew in my life that was as much or more obsessive than I am. I have 122 songs ready for us. Like,
diligent.
Awesome.
Diligent.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, like. And if I say there were going to be a theme for the show, he would come up with finding that one word in songs. And he would just do it and just be ready. I love that about him. You know, we all argue. Sometimes we'd argue. We would argue, but we still talk to each other twice a day. Sometimes just to send each other nasty messages, which we would always laugh about no matter what. We were kind of we could get out our anger with each other, and we would end up laughing usually before we started. We played the New Year's Eve show that we did this past New Year's Eve. And Dave's so strong. And him and I were laughing and actually saying a couple very loud, inappropriate Christmas carols. And we had a blast. It was a great show, but it was so nice to hear it again. Because it was just so fun. We understood each other and we didn't even have to talk about stuff. Even when we were mad and like would like completely break up, that's it, I'm not talking to you, we break up. And we were never boyfriend or girlfriend. It was just, I say that to people randomly, that's it, we're breaking up. And as many times as we argued, it never went more than a couple of days. And even in the couple of days we were officially not talking, we always sent each other messages. So I was glad I got to talk to him, like talk to him before he left. And a couple of us did, and that was really beautiful. And he knew that he was well loved. He knows.
I mean, the other part of me is like, well, you know, it's like he's still there. There's his presence is still there, and I've often find that about certain beings. When they die, it's like they're still there. There's no difference in the connection. So it's like there's only part of me that feels a loss, and I'm sort of holding that part and saying, oh, they're there. But you know, there's another part of me that says, you know, what? there is no problem. He is still here, and Okay, so I spoke the other day. This is. I speak to. Okay. All right. The other day, I was talking with Veronica Keane. I had her on the show last week, and we had a private phone call. And the subject came of the way that her husband was working with a network of other beings on the other side. Other people who were like psychic researchers in the past, who have teamed up on the other side. And I really got the feeling is that Dave is part of that network. And so we may well start hearing Dave coming through, which would be quite fun.
I would think so, because he's been standing on the border for a while now, and he's always had a very strong spirit, as you know, many of us can contest to or attest to. Contest sometimes. And you know, some of the last things he said to me was, you know, talking about, okay, I need you to do, he gave me a list of stuff to do, and it was like all bossy, and I thought, okay, maybe he's coming through this, because it was sounding like Dave. Okay, why don't you talk to JP, and da, 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 da. Of course, I'm talking to JP. Yes, I'm talking to JP. We're going to take care of this, don't worry. He said, don't let this fail, and I said, it won't. I won't. And he gave me some sage advice that I can't repeat because there's like swear words and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's Dave and me. You guys have heard us together. And we both had a great laugh. So the last time I talked to him, we had a laugh and a cuddle. And he wanted to see my boobs. Which
That shows he's healthy.
Even at the last moment, Dave was still Dave.
Yeah, that's Sid James kind of thing, yeah. I don't know if you know who Sid James is. He was in the Carry On films, but he had that dirty laugh.
Free, I don't know what area code is. I just picked a random U.S. number because I thought that would be easier. But we have... Canada and U.S. free calling, so we can call out using this number as well.
So
we can get international calling later if we need it for guests and stuff. We'll cross each bridge. You know, the other awesome thing he said is one, not even one day at a time, Trace, 1 hour at a time, 1 hour at a time. So we will take care of all the situations that come up. We will.
Yeah,
and band together like a family that we are.
That's right. And it's a kind of weird thing that that we're getting this energy of well, it's not weird. It's not weird at all. It's just the prophet is never recognized in their hometown kind of thing.
Yeah, they didn't know how important he was to us. And I told his nurses that. He said, you'll probably get a lot of calls. No. And I said, Dave has a radio station and he's well loved all over the planet. You know, the people that I was talking to at first just said, Tracy, you're the one who can do the magic and make them give you the phone, which was quite a trick. And said, you call in. But Dolly got a chance to talk to him personally, too, and I know a couple other people.
And Michael McCracken as well. So it would be, actually, if anybody's... Seven. Yeah, there you are. Call in, mate. Call in and tell us what you were talking about with Dave, if it can be repeatable. You know, let's bring
so
Dave's spirit. I'm sorry, Trace?
I'm sorry, JP, go on.
No, you said something. What did you say? All right, well, anyway. So here's Greenheart, and he says, I had no Dave was sick or anything. Just 30 minutes ago on my way home, I saw lightning and a rainbow. Wow. So, yeah, he's probably You know, a lot of people get this thing after somebody dies, you know, they hear a knock on the door, and they go to the door, and there's no one there. That often happens. It's going to be very interesting to see people's experience of Dave through this transition. And it's, again, we were talking last night, you and I, you know, like, people know us by now because they've been through our lives. We have opened our hearts and our minds and our souls to them. To you, dear listener. We've been just saying, yeah, this is what's happening in my life, and this is how I feel about it, and, you know, this is, you know, this is my expression of it, and how we dealt with it, hopefully, helps other people to deal with whatever their issues were, even if it was just for the knowledge that you're just not, you know, not alone, that somebody else is going through perhaps even a more stupid situation than you have. You know, it's been interesting.
And like you said, JP, so many people are on the edge right now and choosing to leave this existence. This is not a sad thing. This is not a sad thing. And, you know, it's... Last week I started reading from the Book of Liberation, also known as the Book of the Dead from Tibet, which talks about life, too, and how you should live life and how important things are and wonderful things we can do here. And I told Dave I was doing that, too, and he said he felt it. He felt it. You know, there's a lot of cultures on this planet that don't believe even when the heartbeat stops and they officially call us dead, that death does not come that quickly. So as much as we try and we're feeling hurt right now in pain, we need to put that aside and think positive things and help him on his journey in this time. And I will continue to read from that, because, you know, we had just all heard the news when I started reading from there, and it's freeing. So think good thoughts, because he's not gone from this plane yet, and even if he has, and even if he's miraculously started a next life or gone on to the ethers and going to stay there, he will hear us and our good intentions and good thoughts. So the anger some of us are probably feeling right now, and, you know, I definitely did, we need to put that aside and just think positive and help him continue on this journey, because there's still time. There's time for him not to have to come back to this wheel of karma. There's a chance for him to still really cross over and go to something else and stay there. We need to think about that too. And the beauty.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, you know, Dave was in a skin suit. You know, what the being that we knew as Dave was, you know, like us all. But he was very much more than that. I mean, yeah,
we're more than a skin suit.
Yeah, very much more than a skin suit. Lots crammed into it, and lots of life crammed into the time that he's been here. You know, he was born on the other side of, this is the thing, and this is something we were talking about years ago. He was born on the other side of the Philadelphia experiment.
Yes.
So, time, and here we are in 2014, in a room full of people, with everybody's trying to deal with it. You know, there's multiple feelings, because there's not only the you know, the passing of our friend, the world just seems to be in the greatest of peril. Everybody seems to be in the greatest of peril. And yet, at the same time, I have a sense of calmness. Don't tell me you're going to call. So, yeah, that I have a sense of being kind of remaining on top of the feelings, but not feeling them. I'm feeling things. Don't get me wrong. I'm definitely feeling things. It's just that I'm not getting weirded out by anything. It all seems to be flowing quite nicely, actually. People are coming forward to help, and they've all got the right skills. So I think we are going to create something that they will actually be proud of, to take Wolf Spirit Radio forward, because that's what he said, that's what he wanted to happen.
Yes. And what's his name? Pimas asked if Dave was a pilot ever. Not in this life, but Dave had memories of him flying a saucer-like thing and traveling the galaxy. And the times that he remembered that and talked about that to me, he was always gleeful. So, yeah, him flying and silly happy sounds like Dave.
And the other thing that, although he didn't fly himself, he wasn't a pilot, he did go to great heights, he was a parachutist, which is that does involve going up and down. Anyway, so yes, my phone's going off there, but that's
be quiet.
Never mind. We welcome in Dolly. Hello, Dolly. How are you, Mother?
Hi, you two. What was that?
Sorry, you
broke up there. Yeah, I had to mute it. I had to mute my speaker. I forget that every time. I wanted to come in and say I'm so very thankful that we can all be together today and share in our grief and our fond memories of Dave. And I hope that we can continue to stay together, and WSR will continue. Sorry, I'm having a hard time.
That's okay, Dolly. Yeah, because it's... Dave, go ahead.
Dave did a wonderful thing by getting us all together and keeping us together and teaching us the things that we really needed to know as our eyes were opening, and giving us a place where we could share that. And I'm going to miss him greatly. And you'll have to talk. I can't right now.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you so much, Dolly. And I know this is really hard for you. Let's actually bring Michael McGregor in. And there we go, Michael. How are you doing, mate?
Pretty well, JP. Pretty well. Just been thinking back on different things that I learned from Dave and how much fun I had with him. I'm really grateful that I was able to have him in my life.
Tippity tap. So, We're looking at some ways of moving it forward, and I think all of us are now used to doing shows, right? You know, yeah. We've gotten to that point of professionality that we can do more than one thing. Like, we can talk and then we can see things in the chat room and deal with that, and you know, because it's like riding a bike. You know, you push and pull and all those things. So I think now that we are at this place, we're at a point of almost that we're able to be a self-sustaining group. And I hope that the station and the group become self-sustaining and growing, but like not because we want to grow, not because we want to make a profit, but because we're putting the truth out and it's working, and people are coming because we're putting the truth out, and for no other reason. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah, well, one of the last conversations that I had with Dave, in fact, I think it was the last conversation that I had with Dave, he asked me if I... He says, well, you're going to keep doing your show, right? And I go, yeah. You know, so... I'm going to miss having Dave around to help me with that, because if I didn't have a guest or if I was on there and I was just talking and I got sick of talking, Dave would pop in and help me, you know. He was a wonderful guy to have around.
When I called him in the hospital yesterday, was it? I can't even remember. My time's messed up. But anyway, he was hallucinating, but hallucinating 1 minute, but yet lucid the next. And he was telling me, I'm really busy right now, Dolly. And I said, okay. He said, I'm getting more co-hosts for WSR. So, even then, he was still working and trying to grow the station. He never stopped.
Yep.
Very much so. Yeah, he mentioned that to me too. He was saying, both times I talked to him, he goes, don't worry, Trace, we can get some hosts on there. Like, okay, don't worry. Because I got it set up for next week. I'm like, okay, that's awesome, Dave. Awesome.
That's what I tried to tell him. Don't worry about it.
I just said, take care of yourself. Yeah, I know, but you okay. He was not lucid, so I just went with everything he was seeing, as we should. As someone passes out, this is how you are an impeccable warrior for someone as they're leaving. You help them through that. Walk through that gate. And see what they see. They didn't contradict him on anything he was seeing.
You never know. I think, you know, he may... I have definitely had the feeling that people are being brought to me, and people have been suggesting hosts to me, and there's a lot of input coming this way. I'm getting like text messages and SMS and emails, and all these things are coming my way.
He was right then. He said, "Don't worry."
Yeah.
All kinds of new hosts next week. They're all just, you know, I'm sending them to JP. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he was being lucid, you know, and it's very interesting to hear this, because, you know, you think, well, look, consider that Dave knew about remote viewing. Consider that Dave may have been a great shaman. And that a lot of the time he has been in and out of his body. And when you do that kind of thing, it's like, you know, it's just the point of laying the body down. But he's still all there. And he's still working, and he's still like tapping away on his keyboard, whatever, you know. Sliding around.
He was still working. Yeah, he was still working.
Yeah.
And at one point, you know, he told everyone I was his wife. And was yelling at me for not bringing the laptop.
and wolves. Have you fed the wolves? What did you give them? Did you give them their supplements? And, you know, he's real. I'm going to take care of it. Okay, I'm going to take care of it.
You're breaking in and out, Tracy.
I hear you guys. We have this incredibly large hole over all of the Great Turtle Island right now. So, and a little sketchy sometimes.
It sounds like you're kind of squeezing your way through.
That's what I'm trying. I'm running through the waves that are coming in, Lord knows what. And Dave laughing. I know you didn't give them. I know you didn't feed those wolves. Dave, I fed the wolves, don't worry.
The LT and, you know, and Steve are keeping things going there.
I'm sure they are. I just didn't whatever he was seeing, and I know he was, you know, standing on the veil at the time, he was seeing things I couldn't see. I didn't argue. I just said, I'm going to take care of it. If they are called wolves and we are married in that other reality, I was not going to argue. I'm just going to take care of it.
Yeah, Tracy, can I just reconnect with you just a second? Just pick up the call when I call you. Because, baby, you're fading in and out. There you go. You've been fading in and out. Let's see how you are now. Tracy?
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah. Can you hear me?
You're a bit gurgly. Are you on Wi-Fi or something?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm...
Must be the...
Wow. Yeah, you're cutting out for me, too.
Yeah.
So, Tracy.
You know, the last day that I spoke with Dave, the last time I spoke with Dave, which was was it yesterday? He was like, don't worry, I'm going to be out of here soon, Michael. He just was a fighter to the end, man.
He was, right? He was.
I couldn't believe all the information the nurse gave. His nursing staff gave me the times that I called. I think I called like four times over the last, not today I didn't call, but yesterday and the day before yesterday. I called morning and evening. And the nurses were just telling me everything, like that I was a relative or something. It was pretty wild, you know? Well, he did call me his brother, so. And it was funny, the one day that I called, he was yelling my name. Give me that goddamn phone so I can talk to that. I'm like, I could hear him yell at the nurse. I'm like, yep, that's my buddy.
Yeah.
That's my pal right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I really need to reset this call. I hardly heard any of that. Wait a minute. Pick up the call when I ring you right now. Oh, dear. Isn't Skype wonderful? That's just... Wave my magic wand of sprinkle spardust and pick up the call and everything is going to be beautiful and we're going to have, like, total bandwidth. Michael, Dolly, Tracy.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's still going. Okay. Oh.
I hear you.
Ah, you're quite clear there, Michael. No, Michael's Dalek. Michael's a Dalek.
No,
you're
Mike.
No.
Did you update your Skype?
No, I've been. I'm stuck. I'm on this old one. I'm on this one that I got from Nighthawk. So it's an old version. Shouldn't be so bad. I'm going to try again. Pick up the call. Yes. When I call, just pick that dial. Don't touch that dial. How's that?
Yeah. Is this better?
Well, we'll see. We're just going to have to motor on. It's midnight here in Britain. Who knows what the heck is going on? They're probably transferring billions and trillions of funds somewhere. Because something's about to hit the fan somewhere on the planet. Anyway.
Yeah, those electrons are definitely more important than our electrons.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm going to try and... while you speak, I'll try and form a more solid control across the ley lines and see if that helps. So, Seven, you were talking about the last time you spoke to him and what he kind of called... We didn't hear anything because you were all breaking up, so do you want to roll that one by?
Okay. One of the last times I called him, he was yelling at the nurse, "Is that, give me that goddamn phone so I can... Is that Michael? Michael?" You know, he's yelling. And I'm like, "Yep, there's my pal." That's who he is. And the nurse says, she goes, "Well, that's how I know he's okay, because he yells out at me every couple of minutes. He's yelling at me." And I'm like, "Yep, well, he's..." She goes, "But then whenever I go to see him, he's telling me how much he appreciates me." And I'm like, "Yep, that's him. That's our buddy. He appreciates us all."
Beautiful night.
So
I'm glad we were able to get through him in the hospital, so that he knew.
Well, yeah, when he called,
he's loved.
Well, when I was in the hospital, he called me up several times. You know, he'd call me up, and I'd be all with you. He would just talk to me for a while. He'd let me listen to Wolf Spirit Radio, whatever was going on, because there wasn't much for me to do in that hospital, I'll tell you.
So I bet you got an education, eh?
Yeah. Did I ever? You know, and the look at the shows that they just let people put on over the course of the years that he owned it. There's been a lot of good information given out to people through Wolf Spirit Radio, and I'm really excited about, you know, us keeping it going. That's, you know, I think I'm going to change the name of my show to Corso's Crusaders.
Nice.
Corso's Crusaders. And just keep talking, keep putting stuff out there about how they're doing, what to us, and what we need to do to counter them. To counter their attacks.
J.P. Beatrixie is asking, can J.P. read the Creed of the Pack?
You've no idea how many different things I'm doing, and that's like number 7 on the list. All right,
oh, okay.
I'll put it to the top.
Well, do what you need to do the most.
Obviously now. So anyway, that's taking a while to come through. Hang on. Okay, here we go. The creed of the pack is survival, caring, protection, trust, and unconditional love. A group becomes a pack when each member has the confidence and trust in themselves and their skills, abilities, and contributions to the pack to praise and honor the skills, abilities, and contributions of all the other members of that pack. Here on Wolf Spirit Radio, we respect and honor people who honor respect by providing the pack with their authentic self and not a projection of who they want or try to be. So that's really kind of summing it up about how we will organize in the future. That's exactly what it says. You know, it's not... Nobody relies on anybody else. Everybody knows what to do, and we trust that everybody knows what to do because we know that they know what to do. So knowledge and trust are very, very intimate there. So Yeah, survival. So that's what it, you know, this is Dave's statement of intent, you know, survival, caring. So the pack will survive and care for each other. We protect each other, trust each other, and unconditionally love each other. So we don't need to draw attention because you know that you're loved already. You don't need to have dramas to draw attention to you because you know that you're loved already. Thoughts?
Well, that's pretty much true. That's the way it is, you know. I mean, look at how during my time of being on Wolf Spirit Radio, if one of the other hosts needed help, there was times when Dave called me up and I was just sitting here listening, and he'd have bring me in, and you know, and he did that with other hosts for me to help me whenever my show was going. If I reached a spot, you know, 2 hours is a long time to fill, and if you have run out of things to talk about and say, Dave would either get on a call or host it and help you. I mean, we all helped each other, and that's one of the things I liked about Wolf Spirit Radio, plus the diversity of information that we would be able to bring to the table. You know?
Yes, indeed. A rainbow. So, and, you know, Dave has talked many times about seeing his dogs passing over the Rainbow Bridge, and so this hour we're going to get the Judy Garland one. So thank you very much, brothers and sisters. We'll be back after this. Go and get a cup of tea, get some comfort food, some cake or ice cream, and we'll sit and reminisce about our friend. Welcome back. Somewhere over the rainbow, and we're on the other side, and here's a big pot of gold, Mr. Seven. Have you got your arms around that big pot of gold there?
It's so heavy I can't lift it.
That's good. Nobody can take it away. If you can't lift it, nobody else can.
What good does it do me if I can't carry it away?
You can take a little bit at a time. You can wildcraft it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, just enough so you can give for a bunch of other people. And I think that's really the idea of all these abundance programs, is you get enough so that you can give to other people.
Well, God's given me everything I need. I don't really need much. God, every time I do need something, God sends it right away, and I get it just whenever I need it, so I'm doing better than, well, I'm doing good. God's taking care of me.
Yeah. You can see it, though. That's the thing. You see it in operation, because that's, I think it happens to everybody, and I think miracles happen all the time. It's just that people don't see them.
Yep. In my life, every day I wake up on the side of the dirt, I'm doing pretty well. If I wake up this side of the dirt and breathing, I'm good. And not in a hospital, heck, man, it's a wonderful day. Now I got a new little puppy. Yeah, my dog got the dog around the corner pregnant, so I took one of the puppies.
You're like a kind of guilty grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have got him spayed, I know, you know.
I took the one that didn't look anything at all like him, and it's a little girl dog, and she's pretty cool little dog. She's really intelligent. I think I'm going to have her turned into a cattle dog for long. Yeah, I think we can work with this one. Put her out there with her daddy, running cattle. That'll be good.
Are you going to have her spayed?
No. I do that to animals. I'm not going to have a spay. We'll get more puppies. We'll teach them how to run cattle and get them to the interest. You know? Hey, I'm responsible with my animals. Find them homes and things like that. I'm not so much to know.
Colleen just had a new litter of kitties.
I have two litters right now. One litter has four kittens, And the other litter has 7 kittens.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's a busy barn out there.
I guess.
Must be like that Star Trek episode with the Tribbles.
Right. Well, what happens here is that, you know, we have birds of prey, you know, golden eagles and bald eagles and great horned owls, and we have a lot of them kind of birds and stuff here, plus the coyotes. So cats don't really, I mean, if you have, the longest I've ever had a cat since I've lived here in South Dakota has been about 1.5 years. You know, they just don't seem to fare that well out here. So I figured I'll leave food out there for them and take care of them. You know, it's just one more thing that to make me smile. Get to see all the little kitties. And I figured with the dog deal, I figured I'd take the female dog. I'm kind of considering maybe getting my male dog spayed, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to have to put her in the kennel that I have whenever she does go into heat.
If you catch her soon enough.
I'll catch her. And if I don't, well, then I got more puppies to give away. See, out here in farming communities, you know, it's easy to give away things like dogs and cats and stuff. People, especially out here.
Well, they're more than just friends. They're, you know, they're part of the team, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're, you know, it's great having a farmyard cat. Can't beat it.
Like when,
Colleen wants to clarify that she's not the one who had the kittens, her cat did.
She that didn't is. Say she had kittens. Where did she say?
I said that.
Colleen's having, well, maybe she's having kittens about coming on the show, but anyway.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I've already had people putting in claims. They, you know, they'll come over and they'll, well, I want that one. So I've already more than half of them are given away. They're already spoken for. So that's pretty decent. And then what I do with the rest is when I have leftovers, if I can't get rid of them all, I put them in a box and I drive up to Rapid City to the Walmart. And I stand outside of the Walmart, and as people are coming out that have children, I'll hand the cat to the kid. And you wouldn't believe how quickly cats get adopted that way, and the people end up loving them because the kid loves them. If you give them to the kid first, you're pretty safe, because the child won't want to give it back. And I would say maybe 6 times they've ended up handing them back. Mostly people keep the cat or the dog. It's really amazing how that works.
Yeah, that's how they sell iPhones.
Yeah, give them to the kids, right?
That's right. Give it to the kids. No, Dad, no. Yeah, that makes such a fuss, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, my cell phone, I still have the old flip phone that I've had for like years. I had to go out and buy a new one because it was broken. And it really broke my heart whenever I had to get a new, because the flip phones aren't really popular anymore. They'll, you know, the little one that it'll fold into like a little rectangle in your pocket.
I know. Do you still feel like you're on Star Trek though?
Yeah. Flip it open. Yeah.
I still have the flip phone. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. And I see these other ones that they're coming out with now that look like they're about the size of an index card. I'm thinking to myself, why the hell would I want to lug that thing around with me all the time for? You know? It just seems like it takes up too much room in a pocket or something.
Well, they're reversing. Remember the cell phones used to be big and bulky? They're going back to big and bulky.
Right. And the thing is that I don't really carry my cell phone with me most of the time anyways. I don't use... See, this is my attitude when it comes to the phone. I pay for the phone. I use it when I want to use it. I don't have a phone for the convenience of others. I have a phone for my convenience. And people would get angry at me if I don't answer it or I don't have it on. It's like, and I have to explain that to them. You know, I don't look at a phone the same way a lot of people look at it. you know. And when I'm out there working, the last thing I need to do is answer a phone and talk about nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but men don't like to talk on the phone so much anyway. You know, women like to have a good old natter, don't we? Don't we, girls?
Yes.
Sometimes.
That is why I have a radio show.
Exactly. It's like a great big natter.
That's what it feels like to me. So other than that, no, I don't natter. I say, come over.
Oh.
I'd rather people come over and talk to me here.
Right. Right in person, so, yep.
My nattering part, that's what I'm doing with you guys who are listening to my show. That is officially nattering.
What's it called?
Nattering.
Nattering.
La 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 la. Talking.
Oh, okay.
You never heard nattering? It's like chattering. I suppose
it's like
people
chattering
would...
only with an N. It's a probably English term that we have still up here.
Yeah, chattering, nattering.
So the first time I ever spoke to Dave was so funny because we were all, you were there too, JP. We were listening on Rebecca Jernigan's show. This was way before Pig Radio or Wolf Spirit Radio. And Dave came in incognito, like a different Nick. And I said, hey, Dave, I need to talk to you. He goes, I'm incognito. You're not supposed to know it's me. I said, okay, I don't. I'm sorry. He goes, and yes, we do. And that was the first time we had a conversation, a real live one. And, you know, JP and several of the first hosts that came on Pig Radio and Wolf Spirit Radio started because we were listeners. We were listening on Rebecca's show. A lot of us met there and kind of transferred over. When I thought, I'm not going to do a show. What am I going to talk about? I have nothing to say. It's going to be the stupidest 2 hours ever.
No. Not me. Isn't that... I just want to interject there, because you... Just soon after I came on Rebecca's show, and people started getting readings from me, I remember doing a reading for you, and I was suggesting, indeed, that you're ideal candidate for radio.
Yes, he did, and that is official. JP said, you should do this. I'm like, oh, I can't. I suck so bad. I sound so stupid. I was going to listen. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go outside and eat worms right now, just in case.
I listened. A lot of other people listened.
Tremjar was how I met Dave. Tremjar says, you should ask my buddy if you could have a radio show. In fact, I'll ask for you. Tremjar asked Dave if I could do a radio show, and I talked to Dave, and next thing you know, I'm doing a radio show. It's like, I couldn't believe how quick it all happened.
So, how'd you know Tremjar?
Well, we used to listen to this radio station called The Micro Effect together, and when I first moved to South Dakota, and it was winter time, and this was 3 years ago, and it got to be winter time, and out here there's nothing to do in the winter because you're pretty much trapped in your house for those months because it gets so bad out, and you don't, the way blizzards come up, you don't want to be outside at night and worry about a blizzard coming up on you. But anyways, I spent that whole winter just being, you know, knowing Tremjar and hanging out with him in that chat room. And then all of a sudden, you know, Joe McNeil would throw you out of his chat room for stupid reasons. So Tremjar got thrown out, and then finally I ran across him someplace else, and it's like, oh, right, you know, because him and I were friends, and then next thing I know, I started coming to Wolf Spirit Radio and Revolution Radio, and next thing you know, he said he was going to see if Dave would give me a show, and Dave said, yeah, and there history from there. I'm pretty glad Dave gave me a show. The thing about doing a show is that really got me was that there was no other person to respond to what I was saying. And it made it really hard. And Dave made it really easy because he would hang out with me and we would talk. My shows were mainly just Dave and me talking about different stuff, and then people would call in. It's been good. I like it. Yeah.
So
I like how Tracy does her shows too. She reads the news to us. I like doing that. I like listening to Tracy when she's doing that. And she tosses her little tidbits in there along the way.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, Tracy's very good at tidbit tossing.
Yes, I am a tidbit tosser from way back.
Yep.
I remember obscure random facts, which is why Gerald and I got along so well.
So yeah. So there's this other line. This other line. Which is the two dog, the Gerald, the chief, Kinnikinnit.
Yeah.
And these powwows, because it was Thomas. So how did we find Thomas? Where did Thomas meet Dave?
That I don't know.
He hasn't been around for a while either, Thomas, huh?
I'm afraid Thomas is also bedbound and
well, with MS, right?
Yeah. And kind of waiting, really. Bless him. I spoke to him this afternoon. Told him about Dave and things. But Thomas is
still
hanging in there. Bless his heart. And so, we'll send some love to Thomas as well.
Yeah, I really like how when he talked about his brownies, his pot brownies. Hello?
I remember them, yeah.
Yeah. He was always talking about those. I was kind of jealous because I was up here in no pot land. I don't know anybody up here, so I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind having one of them brownies.
Do you not grow your own?
Who?
Could you grow your own there?
No, not without getting arrested.
All right.
This is South Dakota. These are conservative Republicans here, brother.
Oh, wow. Tell them you're saving the planet.
Yeah, no, they don't care about that. No.
We got a rival to oil and plastic industry. Don't worry about me. Yeah. That would probably get you worse than actually thinking that you're growing hash there. That you're creating a rival crop to Big Pharma.
I had
that's upset.
I had a couple the other day that were trying to sell me on the benefits of fracking. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You think that fracking is going to be good for our area? I need to put a bullet between your eyes right now. You know?
That'll learn him.
Yeah, well, you can't cure stupid, so when you can't cure stupid, there's only one cure for stupid.
Oh, bless. Yeah.
Gotta eliminate it.
So indeed, yeah, this is a big Where Are They Now show. Dale Benedum is again staying on Thomas's property and assisting Thomas. That's true. Thanks very much, Norm. Dale is looking after Thomas in his final days. So he's staying with him in Texas.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. We've seen a few people in transition. You know, Dale. Where did we? Dale started off with Thomas, didn't he? And then went down to Dave's and had some shows. Yep. But I spoke. He doesn't want to do any more radio, so that's. We won't hear much more from Dale. But it's all on the archive, which, by the way, I am backing up right now as we speak, just in case. It's huge, and it's going to cost a little bit of money, but I hope we'll keep it all supported, just to keep it in a good place. So who have we got? Tracy, how is your line? Has it gone clear now? Can we hear you now?
I hope so.
Oh, that's a lot better. That's a lot better. Yeah, I think we can have a better conversation now. It's just that bit before midnight. Sometimes the signal deteriorates a bit on Skype. Midnight my time, not your time, obviously. That's why.
Maybe a satellite gets in the wrong position.
Yeah, it's the Terminator. He'll be back though. So anyway, meanwhile, here we are, and there was the powwows and things, and that really opened my eyes, and I really felt welcomed.
Remember, you know, Buffalo Talk?
Yeah,
remember
that's it, Buffalo that? Talk. Yeah.
Yeah. We had that one Buffalo Talk that one night with Two Dog, Dave, me, a couple other guys. That show lasted like 5 hours.
They have a tendency to be marathon shows, you know, Native.
Yeah, that's what happened. You got all of us together.
Yeah, all of a sudden. It's like, hey, is that the sun coming up?
Yeah. It's funny because the other night I had some friends over and we were just all sitting out here. We had a little fire going, just sitting out there talking. This was last week. Next thing you know, somebody looked at the watch, one of their watches or their phone or something, and said, oh my God, it's 3:45 in the morning. It's like, what? But that's how it happens. Just like that. Sit around, and I just love smelling like wood smoke. You know, that's like Indian perfume. That's Indian cologne. When you go to the store the next morning, you still smell all smoky. You walk in, you got that smell about you, and you can tell. Well, out here, see, we have so many natives where I live here. But back in New York, you'd see the people like, you been in a fire? Oh, yeah. I had a lot of fun camping in New York. I used to love going to all the different places. There's a lot of good nature in New York. A lot of good places to go and camp. Where you're out in the middle of nowhere.
When we were camping in Michigan in last month, we stopped at the little camp store, and the guy had a little thing called Bug Off or Bug Out. And it was made from all natural ingredients and was in like a cake form. And it smelled wonderful. It softened one of the guy's hands that we were there with. He works, he's a carpenter, and his hands are always dried and cracked. It softened his hands right up, so he kept going around to everybody, feel my hands, feel my hands. But yeah, it kept the bugs off us. It was wonderful. I have never experienced a bug thing that keeps the bugs off that worked. But this does.
Wow, do you know how to get a hold of this guy to get more of this?
I'm trying to
The mosquitoes here this year, I've been coming to out here for almost 10 years, and I've never seen the mosquitoes as bad this year as I have this year. These mosquitoes this year, they're like everywhere.
It was that way in Michigan. It was.
We're having that too this year. We're having that too in Ontario. Do you guys have birch down there?
We have some birch in the Black Hills. Out in the prairie, not a lot. Out in the prairie, it's a lot of cottonwood trees and those locust trees and box elder trees.
Well, if you can get some birch and take off some of the bark and soak it, that is like the best black fly and mosquito repellent ever.
Wow. Seriously. Just soak it in the water and...
Just soak it in the water and use that water and, you know, put a couple drops in that in some cream or something, or just put a couple drops and use it on your skin. I find it easier if you mix it with some sort of lotion that you're going to use on your skin. Save your life.
Yeah. Because these mosquitoes, the bugs this year are just crazy.
Here too, they're like, and they're nasty. That, like, I know it's hard to imagine this, but they don't just swarm; they look at you, wait for you, and come after you.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
and they're going, oh look.
Yeah,
that's what those
like get closer.
They're like little gang members.
They're like
little gang punks. They look at you like, yeah, we're going to come and whip your ass. All 80 of us.
They do. You know, it's embarrassing.
Yep.
There's a recipe for that online. I'll have to find out the name of it, because Annette found it. In fact, I'll ask Annette where she found it, what site it's on, and I'll let you know.
Let's see, Free Sovereign Mike in Upper New York. Did you ever connect with him? The Iroquois? Yeah, I'm part Mohawk, so yeah, I'm pretty well connected with them.
He is like connected genetically, so super connected, super connected.
Yeah, I'm real connected.
Tennessee. He's one of the guys.
Oh, who's this here? Yeah, you know, there's a lot of, they've touched a lot of people's lives. I was through Skype, you know how you belong to different Skype, you have different Skype groups like, and, I'm looking at one that I didn't even realize that anybody said anything to these folks about Dave passing, but there's messages in this one called The Lighthouse where they're, thank you Dave for all you achieved, you helped me awaken to my truth. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. You'll be truly missed. With infinite love, your Ami, Kaz. Kaz Bruce Sherman, no name. Huh. So Dave's touched a lot of lives in a good, positive way.
More than we'll ever know.
Yeah, and that's good because... When you think of what they had him do in his military, in a military career, and what he had to do there, and I mean, he's just been a lot of different things. One of the things I love about Dave is he was a farmer too, so you know. In fact, when we first met and we found out that. Our families are from the same area in Pennsylvania together. I thought that was pretty neat. You know, how small this world really is.
Isn't it that everybody's connected?
Yeah.
Because, of course, in the future, if we look back, we'd see how we're all connected as well. Because we're connected now.
Yep.
So, it's 4:30. We're going to be doing some Book of the Dead with Frank Jordan at the top of the hour. We'll see what happens and see what Frank brings through with his show. Is anybody else want to come and speak just now? Because people are, wanting to say, I'm sure, I can feel it, like people want to say something.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to say it in public, but maybe, you know, this isn't public, this is family.
Do we have a call, do we have a way that our listeners can call in right now?
Yeah, there's a telephone number, and it is 270-775-0015. So that's 270-775-0015. So that will go into the chat room there. And, oh, there you go. Thanks very much. People can join in this last half hour and join us and give us your memory of how you experienced Dave, how you did.
You know, I really love the fact that Dave was allowed Cindy Brewer and I, to do those shows. Cindy Brewer, Andrew, and I were doing those shows on HR 3474, and those were really good shows. In fact, I'm going to have a show. My show this week, my guest is going to be Cindy Brewer, so I'm really looking forward to my Wednesday night show. I always enjoy the shows I'm able to do with Cindy. And we're going to be talking a little bit about God. And we're going to be talking about the spiritual battle that we're in. That's part of what Cindy and I are going to be talking about this Wednesday. So it's really going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to it.
Is Cindy Brewer the DNA number one lady?
That's the lady.
Uh-huh. There you go. So, so we're going to, be doing some healings and meditations in about half an hour. And, so in the closing half hour of Ever Beyond tonight, we're talking about Dave Corso, our dear friend, our brother, our pops, our stepfather, our step-uncle, avuncular
leader
figure.
Of the wolf pack.
Alpha male.
The cool uncle.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Bring up some kudos for Dave. What was he? You know, keep going.
He was the best kind of friend of pal a man could have, you know. He's the kind of pal that was there whenever you were up, down. He didn't care. He loved you for who you were, and if he was your friend, he was your friend. And he would do whatever he could to help you, and that's what I love about Dave.
He called me one time because I was having trouble with the computer. Called me and talked to me a few minutes, and then he put someone else on the phone to help me.
Oh, that's funny.
But he was telling them what to tell me in the background. He relinquished the headset, but he didn't relinquish telling me what to do. Definitely a controlling, taking type person.
Yeah.
So, whenever I did the Sunday shows, he would, and it was, because I've had several bosses like that, or I've worked for several people like this, and I'm on my way, and I might be. Just and it's always they phone you exactly the same time, and they say, "Oh, when are you coming?" And it's like you're always 2 minutes away, it's because you know your mind, you know, your minefields, you know, touch and they think of you, you know, it's, you're 2 minutes away, but it's like that to if they phone you, you're going to get there quicker. That was always the thing. And it was always exactly the same thing. So I had that with one guy. And then when I was upload the archives to the server after all my shows, which is usually in the half hour of music that I play before I hand it over. So it's always a race to get all of that stuff uploaded in half an hour, because I've only got a little kind of piece of wet string to get me from here to the next telephone exchange and get a decent broadband. So it's a very skinny little broadband, sort of narrow broadband, and it's you can't hurry it, and it's just kind of ticking away and kind of squeezing up the pipe, and it often doesn't, you know, I don't make it in time. But he's like, it's always 25 past. He says, have you got all the archives uploaded yet? It's like, no, because, and you know.
Oh my God,
right? And it was never a point when I could, like, actually, it might have been last week. There was a point when it was like, yeah, everything's done. Go and upload. Yeah, go and download it. So, yeah. Patience.
Which you didn't have, but insisted everyone else have.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking the exact same thing. He had none. Boy, everybody else better have them.
I gotta grab this puppy.
Go on.
It's hard for me to realize I can't just get up in the morning and talk to Dave.
You do. You know why I always wake up in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
We used to just kind of meet there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk like twice a day. Now that's gone.
Our lives have changed.
So today is the day when we all have to step up. They was holding something for us, and now it's not being held anymore, and we, and not just us on the call, really everybody, you know, Dave, there's a piece of Dave missing. We have to supply that now. There's a piece of Dave in us all that is now missing. We have
it's
to,
not the same. What am I going to do Tourette's with?
you have your own church, that, you know, you make your own.
I can't do it alone.
You can't do it alone. Well, you need to find a high priest. A high priest of pumpkin Tourette's.
There are no high priests anymore. I can't do Tourette's. I can't even do the great pumpkin. I can't do a random. I would message Dave, and everyone would be horrified to say, Dave, I hate everyone and everything. He goes, good, let's do a show.
Yep.
I hate them. Yeah. And within 5 seconds, we were laughing. We would get our rant out, and then we would be laughing. All during the show, we'd be laughing. And, you know, when other people couldn't, like, understand me and had no freaking idea where I'm coming from, because I admit I'm off the wall. Dave always got it. Not only got it, supported it. He wasn't the kind that said, Tracy, you know what you need to do? You need to calm down. You need to not be angry. He's like, no, I'm angry too. Let's jump in there. And express that anger. And we would. And both feel so relieved by that. And I've lost him in that. You can find the pieces of my heart now.
I never thought I'd feel this much loss again.
Yeah.
Last thing he said is he wanted to see my boobs. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
yeah. So he was Dave to the end.
That's
he was
right. There was a Duracell in there.
There was.
Well, you know, the second to the last time that I spoke with him, he told me he was scared. He says, I'm scared, Mike. And I was like, I talked to him for a couple seconds, and then I was like, saying that, yeah, well, we're going to really miss you, buddy. And he goes, fuck that! It's not done yet. You know,
it's going anywhere. Yeah, that's what he said.
When he told me he was scared, I'm like, yeah. And so I said, well, we're really going to miss you, pal, you know. And that's whenever
he asked me to come down, Michael.
Yeah.
And I do it. And words cannot express how much I think I suck right now.
No. You,
Tracy.
There's no way for you to make it down there, Tracy. You don't suck. Dave knows.
Like a Hoover.
Dave knows that if you could have been there, you would have been there. Don't be with that.
God.
I really loved how Dave would stick by his people, too. Like,
he would. He stuck by me.
Remember when Bill and Eva, how much he stuck by them?
Against me, he did.
Yep. That's what happened with Bill and Eva. With Cindy. Everybody. You know?
He sticks by you. He does. He did.
If he was your friend, he was your friend all the
he
way
was
until
your friend, and that's it.
Yep. But if he didn't like it, man, he didn't like it.
You're stunned now.
Yeah. Because I remember several times that he spoke with me about people he didn't like. I'm like, dang, man. When you get pissed off at him, I said, I hope you never get mad at me like that. Oh, no, I wouldn't get mad at you like that, Michael. I love you. You're my brother. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, geez, I hope not.
Yeah, because when he was pissed off, it was like, it was scary. You needed to stand back. Although, him and I had some tussles. People heard them live on air. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we'd still call each other within an hour.
Yep.
That was just tussles between friends. Just that tussles. Wasn't, I hate you and I will kill you.
No, that was different.
Yeah, that's different.
It was different. So, you know, I'm missing a always missed part of my life that I could just have with Dave. And I won't be able to share that again. That hurts.
Yeah. You know, it was really nice of him whenever I was in the hospital when he called me up. I actually looked forward and wondered, well, when is he going to call me again, you know? Because you get sitting up there in a room by yourself, and, you know, all my family's on the East Coast, and here I am in the Midwest, out in the middle of nowhere for me. And it got awful lonely, and he'd call me up and talk to me for a little while. And that was nice that he did that for me. You know, I mean, he was really, everybody knows how busy he was, but he still took time out of that busy day that he had going on to call me up and talk for a few moments and let me know that he loved me and he was thinking of me. And that was nice. That was good for me when I was there needing to heal. Yeah. And he would ask others to pray for you. You know, he was a good man. So now we're Course of Crusaders and we're just going to carry on.
Yeah, we're carrying on because he told all of us about stuff he was going to do for the station. And, you know, that was always on his mind. We weren't talking together at the same time, but he told Michael, he told Dolly, and he told me he was thinking about this station this whole time. Yeah. Even when, you know, he was seeing different things and still being Dave going, will you give Tracy the phone? I'm like, yeah. Oh, there's Dave. You don't need to know what our relationship is. What's your business? I went, okay, so he's not that sick. I heard that part of Dave in his voice too. But I knew he was sick because the other things that he said were preparing me. He was not leaving me. He was leaving me with hope, but he was also telling me the truth at the same time. And when he asked me to come down there, you know, I did everything I possibly could. And since I knew he was sick, I had been preparing for this and trying to set it up, especially when I knew he was in the hospital. And I actually need a doctor's note to get on a plane at this point. But I was going. Actually, I was going without the doctor's note. Anyway, she said no. My plan was to go anyway.
Yeah.
And was still going to do it. And
you know, that's one of the things about death. That no matter how much you think you're prepared for someone to pass over, You never really are you?
No, you're not. Even if you know it's coming, you're not prepared. Yeah. I still was thinking, you know, Hail Mary pass or something. I saw it, but couldn't see it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I saw it, but it was a distant thing. Like there was a veil between us and what I was seeing. Because I didn't want to believe it. Didn't want to believe it and thought I could fix it or stop it. And the entire cosmos conspired so I couldn't get there. And Dave wouldn't have wanted me to see him go. Get there and watch him leave. I don't think he would have.
Yeah.
You would have just ended up in bad shape yourself, Tracy. And he wouldn't have wanted that.
You know, and we had Tremjar, Casey, he was down there helping Dave a lot. And, you know, I mean, Dave told me so many different times that he was so thankful to have Casey there helping him.
Did love Casey. He told me that, too.
Yep. I'm really thankful that we had Tremjar helping Dave down there because Casey did really. I mean, he was going to work and then going over to Dave's, and this has been hard on him. You know? Yeah, Casey's been a big part of Wolf Spirit Radio. A behind the scenes kind of part, you know what I mean? He'd go over there and he'd help Dave in the studio. He'd help move things around, help do all kinds of things. And that's what it's going to take now. It's going to take all of us pitching in like Casey was to help to keep Wolf Spirit Radio going.
Yeah, I think, you know, the guys at Dave's farm have done a brilliant job looking after him in these last days. I could, you know, you could feel that there was something going on. But really, if people ask around for if they need any animals, because I think there's going to be some animals there, and it would be really sad if they had to be destroyed because nobody picked them up. So maybe we should. I don't know.
Well, how can you say anything if the family doesn't want you to say anything?
I know. That's the thing. What can you do?
Our hands are tight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll just put positive manifestation that it will all be as it should be, and that people's egos don't get in the way, because that's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, I really, Kaz Bruce Sherman, no name. She lives down in Norsa, Queensland, Australia. And here's what she put. Did I read this? What she posted in the light?
Go on, dude. Go on.
She posted in the. I posted in the lighthouse. You were. This is what she said about Dave. You were instrumental in my awakening process. Beautiful souls, you two. Quite a shock to hear the news. Well, let me go to the lighthouse and. Yeah, she. See, Dave. There's somebody all the way down in Australia that Dave helped. Help them get a chance to see, you know. Thank you, Dave, for all you've achieved. You helped me awaken to the truth, and for that I'm eternally grateful. You'll be truly missed. I mean, that says it all. There's a person that he helped open their eyes. You know? People are listening to, Low Spirit Radio, Dave Corso. Yeah, people are writing on all these different little chat things about how much Dave will be missed. But see, we don't have to miss him that bad because we can keep carrying his band forward and keep carrying Low Spirit Radio. And what when JP read the creed, that's what Dave was all about, that creed. And that's why it'll be an honor to go forward and see what World Spirit Radio will grow into.
He worked on everybody's strengths to help them to realize them and to strengthen their strengths.
Yeah.
And he encouraged all of us to overcome our weaknesses. But he mainly focused on helping us with our strengths so that we could help others. He encouraged so many people.
There were a lot of people that got their start at Wolf Spirit Radio that went on to be hosts on other stations.
Yes.
Also.
Me?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And still with this, with Dave, even though I got my own thing going.
Yep.
You know, hasn't it been the last couple years for that?
Yeah.
We're losing so many, you know, myself, the last 12 months has been time of almost ripping my counselors away. I can't explain them in any other way than that. And I feel so alone.
Well, you're alone in a room full of people.
That's the thing about, I guess, about as we get older, you know, the one of the sad things about getting old is that, you know, you see more and more of your friends dying and passing on. And when they leave a hole in your heart a little ways, you know. But I'm grateful that I've been able to meet such wonderful people in this lifetime. I've been fortunate. I've met a lot of very, very nice people. And it's been a tough year for me too, as far as people dying like that. Like when I got out of the hospital on January 7th, here I am still trying to get better. My mom passed on January 11th. I mean, and then I've just had so many other friends that have passed this year. It's been a crazy year for that. For me too.
Well, I just want to welcome Bill's hat to the chat room. It's been a long time. Chris, hi mate. Chris made a lot of music that we we played in the early days.
Yeah, Mishbill.
Yeah. So, bless your heart. Thank you for coming back. Well, for coming in and saying. And yes, indeed.
It means a lot.
Yeah, really does.
Good to see you.
And, you know, we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to keep the station. I mean, basically, the Creed of the Pack says it all. You know, we've developed our skills. We know what we can do. We know we have more confidence now. I mean, there were people who couldn't even sit behind a microphone. They had to sit on, you know, listening. They had to be a listener. Didn't they, Tracy?
Very much so. And there's many listeners who have been kind of hosts.
Yeah. And I imagine that the next crop, as it were, of listeners will themselves become hosts themselves, because
that's... Bee's doing it, Dolly's doing it now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's happened many times. We can keep this going. You know, we have different stations. Of course, JP has Ever Beyond, and I have TurtleIslandNews.info. But we've never completely left World Spirit, and we won't. We want to keep this going, and want to keep it going. Something is even better that JP and I have talked about, making this a hub of stations, many stations together, working together, and, you know, being together as a group and a family. And we need to do that. I know a lot of people are angry right now, me being one of them, me being the most like nasty about it, which I am pulling back. You have no idea how hard that is for me. But one of the last things Dave said was, I need to pull that back, because he knew I'd be mad about, like, rent. I'm just angry. And that's it. No one's to blame for this. Just angry.
It's part of the grieving process.
In general. Well, I'm stuck there. I'm going to get over that. Sure. But what I really want, you know, what JP wants, what Dolly wants, what Michael wants, what we all want, is for us to band together and keep this going and make it even bigger. Let all the groups, all the little stations, you know, still work here. Work with this. We can do it all together. And it's not over. And that's what Dave was stressing to all of us in his last days. Don't let this end. Yep. Love you guys. And thank you so much for your love and support. And Dave knew, and I'm sure we all said the same thing, that everybody loves him and was asking about him. And he knew that. He did.
I'm really happy that he picked JP to be the one to carry the station forward to. You know, I'm really happy of that.
Thank you. I'm honored. Bless you all. Thank you all. We'll be back. Love you all. Thank you. Yeah. So we'll be back in a few minutes with the Earth Mind Think Tank Group. Beyond. This has been Ever Beyond Extraordinary. Thank you. Bless you. Good night.
Thank you.